Hi there. It's Monday, June 28th, and that means two things. I feel safe saying that I was never pro-mask so much as I was anti-face. And it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Live, a new demo series coming straight to your door with their products, demonstrating future fit LED retrofits, the next generation of efficiency, the next generation of light made easy. Link in the description, if you please. In the meantime, the news. Acuity will be raising the price of all poles by 8% as of the 19th of July. Ports in Yantan, that's in southern China, are still backlogged. Nailed, still holding their convention in person in Vegas, the 4th and 5th. Email us for more details. I'll be telling you more as I know it. Osram has officially delisted from various stock markets thanks to AMS's buyout offer. Shipping delays will continue not just from Yantan, but around the world, a situation that will continue for some time. National Grid employees stand accused of soliciting bribes and kickbacks. These are five employees at the Long Island utility using a sandwich-based code to solicit, well, a lot of alleged illicit programs related to small contracts. Architects are reporting weaker manufacturer relationships in an AIA survey. Retrolux has partnered with Shine. Get a Grip on Lighting features Doug Nebelsberger on the subject of dark sky programs and what vendors can do about it. Schneider has partnered with Rio Tinto for sustainability policies. Orion is releasing their earnings guidance, expecting $150 million in revenue next year. Clear Blue has partnered with Parallel for off-grid smart lighting in the African market. Sapphire, their awards have announced 17 categories, the finalists in their seventh awards season. Rio Tinto has opened a new scandium oxide plant as part of their Quebec complex of manufacturing facilities. Acuity has a new flexible work program. If you're an employee, you can opt in right now. The Republic of Indonesia will be bolstering their LED manufacturing, not just domestic production, but for export as well. DLC has joined the Clean Lighting Coalition with an aim of eliminating mercury from lighting products. In events and webinars on the 20th of July, the DLC will be presenting on cybersecurity. This is a two-parter on IoT safety. In rep agencies, Illuminate and Omnilight are merging, and FSQ will be distributing for Applied UV. In market projections, High Purity Quartz is set to grow up by 4%. Quantum Dots will reach $2.2 billion in value. Fluorescent lighting as a market will grow by 14%. Plasma lighting will grow by 5%. Home automation is going to be worth $90 million in 5 years. Outdoor LEDs are poised for 3% growth, and smart indoor market will grow by 15% over the next 5 years. In recommended reading, you can find all these articles on nailed.org. You can explore Daktronics' award-winning exploration in Paris. You can see how solar landscape lighting can improve. We have an expert panel on household lighting needs post-pandemic. We have Lighting Sold's Guide to Business Growth and a case study of a bank retrofit. In IoT, ON Semiconductors is adding Li-Fi capabilities to two of their LED drivers. Chani Chen has joined RPI into research AI in smart homes. And WiseKey has joined Digital Switzerland on privacy issues. In R&D, daylight-like lighting for night shift workers does work. This is according to Peking Yu's School of Physics. Circadian rhythms are connected to your urine output, according to Kyoto U. And a Spanish study indicates that LEDs might be beneficial in reducing childhood myopia. In horticultural news, Bright Farms is opening a new lab in Ohio. Dark Sky Stuff is IDA, has a new photography contest this year. Submissions are open. A new law in Texas will make way for more dark sky communities. And a bridge in North Carolina is going dark for the Mayflies. Local news, Sydney, Nova Scotia is funding $6 million in improvements downtown. The Florida Department of Transportation is backing away from regulating lighting on bridges after four complaints from municipalities related to rainbows this month. In Georgia, their power authority will begin their summer efficiency programs right now. And In Vancouver, BC, an LED wall has been nominated for an International Design Award. In things you can make, you can build some LED sunglasses. This is an LED matrix on shutter shades that provide no shade, ironically. In People News, Michael Begler has stepped down from his ownership role at Enterprise. QSSI managers Karen Bartley and Marge Holdsworth are set to retire. R. Brian Naley is now the CFO at Cerna. Healthy has named Gerard Meyer as CEO. The Dallas Market Center has added Patty Price as VP of Leasing. Shenandoah has named Dr. Tessa Pocock as CSO. David Leikind has joined Rosewater as VP of Sales. Sandy Schechfield has joined John Memzik as co-owner. And Solem has hired Paul-Henri Rouleau as CFO. And that's it for the week. I've been Scott Wachter. Thank you to Nailed. Get associated. Get educated. New programs coming all the time. New conventions finally happening. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your week. I see you walking away. The blue is changing to gray. Yeah.